KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky, and it's currently 40 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 60. Winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Topping local news, a Cass County jury was unable to reach an agreement on a verdict, and the judge declared a mistrial on the murder case against a child care operator accused in the death of an infant. 11-week-old Luca Hodges, who died in October of 2019, was one of 11 children Allison Dorsey of Anita was caring for in Messina on the morning the child stopped breathing. Dorsey's defense attorney, Deshaun Birdsell, announced the judge's decision and said she expects prosecutors to seek another trial.
So the state has the opportunity to continue these charges, and we get to do this all over again.
Dorsey remains free on bond until the case is tried again. Birdsell says it's too early to say when and where that trial might be. She said also she was disappointed by the outcome.
Disappointed that we couldn't get her not guilty, and disappointed that we have to do it all again, but my client is innocent. She deserves everything that she deserves and not guilty.
Birdsell could not speak as to what parts of the evidence presented to the jury they couldn't come to an agreement on. If there is a second trial, Birdsell said that she will represent Dorsey again.
Absolutely, if that's what we have to do, that's what we have to do. I believe in my client.
The announcement, which came in the corridor outside of the courtroom, brought those who had attended the six-day trial to tears. Allison Dorsey was 36 when Luca Hodges presented labored breathing and showed signs of unresponsiveness at the home daycare she ran in Messina. The child and his brother had been dropped off by their father, Nick Hodges, a little before 8 a.m. that day. And about 3 hours later, Luca was gasping for air. Dorsey called Nick Hodges, who arrived moments later. Soon after he had the baby in his arms, Luca went limp and stopped breathing. Nick Hodges immediately began infant CPR. An on-duty Cass County Sheriff's deputy arrived soon after and continued CPR. Additional EMS personnel also quickly arrived on the scene. Luca was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic and then to Children's Hospital in Omaha, where he died. His death was initially declared shaken baby syndrome. What the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office report on the cause of death was inconclusive. Now, in addition to first-degree murder, Dorsey had been charged with child endangerment with bodily injury resulting in death. Both are felonies. The Atlantic City Council breezed through their scheduled session Wednesday evening, and they approved several matters, including the street finance report for fiscal year 2020 and 21, in order to approve an FY21 urban renewal area report. They also approved the third and final reading of an ordinance pertaining to the fire department and how volunteer personnel are appointed, in order to appoint Jeff Barrick to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term of 5 years. The City Council Wednesday passed a resolution obligating funds from the Hotel Whitney Urban Renewal Area Revenue Fund for appropriation to the payment of annual appropriation tax increment financing or TIF obligations that are coming due in the next fiscal year. And they approved a resolution providing for the reduction of interest rates on the taxable sewer revenue bond. That'll save the city around $922,300 over the next 16 years. In other business, the council set their meeting on November 17th as a date for a public hearing on the sale of city-owned real estate at 901 Birch Street. A local person looking to start a house flipping business is interested in the purchase of a dilapidated home and giving it renewed life before selling it. The interested party has also proposed paying fair market value for the property and investing a significant amount of money to properly restore the home. In his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund said a meeting was held this past week with the city's contracted retail coach, that he's absolutely in love with their database. The information it revealed, he said, among other things, was who the people were from outside of Atlantic who visited the most.
This would be Adair, Casey, Walnut, Elkhorn, Ogden, Navoca. Not a lot of surprise, but over the past 2.5 years, we've had more than 125 visits from each of those locations, and they can even tell us based on that cellular data when they're coming here. I guess the 4th of July is our biggest, like, by a lot, biggest day of the year where we have visitors.
The day after Christmas and an extended period in late January are the lowest periods of visits from those persons out of town. Lund said the retail coach has some good news and some great news for Atlantic.
The good news was that he didn't see anything in, like, our overall data compared to, like, national averages for communities like Atlantic that was negative. Outside of, we're not growing in population, we're shrinking, right, which is never something that you want to see, but he said that's, again, common in rural areas. He said that what was unusual for Atlantic was how large our trade area was for an actual municipality of our size, going from 6,700 to 33,000, he said was quite big. And he also said that data was showing that people that are actually visiting Atlantic have higher incomes than people that live here. And he said those are both good things that retailers will like seeing.
During the council committee reports Wednesday, Councilman Pat McCurdy said beginning next year, the city's refuse will be transported to a site in Glenwood. He credited councilperson Kathy Summers for helping negotiate the arrangements with a local sanitation provider.
We okayed the contract. Kathy has to sign it to take our trash or refuse down to Les Hills at Glenwood. And it'll start the 1st of July next year. And of course, we already, I think she mentioned it last time, Hepler is going to be doing hauling it, so got a local outfit. But anyway, it's all good, and it's at the rate we was hoping for, so it's a 5-year contract, so I think it's a good deal.
Earlier this year, the Cass County Landfill had sought bids for hauling services as they convert from a landfill to a transfer station. More news next hour and always news online for 8KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.